sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I'm here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing great today.
Good. Well, we're excited to have as our guest today Ken McBride from Chicago Title, Oklahoma. And I love talking every time we talk to Ken.
Yeah, and president of Chicago Title, Oklahoma. Ken, you guys have how many offices now?
We've got 8 offices now.
Whoa. Okay. Now, I know I go to the one we call Cross Rock most of the time because it's at Memorial and Hefner Parkway. Where are your other offices?
Well, we've got a office in Edmond.
Right.
And we've got an office in Nichols Hills area. We've got an office in Yukon. And we've got an office in South Oklahoma City. We have a commercial office downtown. We have our corporate office at 63rd and the Hefner Parkway. And then we have a comparatively new office in Midwest City.
I love that. You've had an office in Midwest City before.
Yes.
And I do a lot of work in the Midwest City Choctaw area. So I am so glad to see that office, you know, to have a new office there for Chicago Title.
Well, we're excited about that office. This is an office that we opened. Really, it was like a lot of other decisions in our company. It was driven by the people. And by the availability, we had an opportunity to bring in some people who were talented, who already had customer relationships in the area, and we just couldn't pass up that opportunity. We're excited to have that new office open, and these people have been doing just a fabulous job out there. So we're very excited to be back into the Midwest City market.
Well, which is Choctaw and Hera and McLeod.
Yes.
And all the eastern Oklahoma County,
right? It's eastern Oklahoma County, but it's physically located in Midwest City.
Right. Okay. Today we're talking title and closings, and that can be a very confusing time, very scary time, because people wire money back and forth all the time. And you have at Chicago Title Oklahoma now a new portal that is secure. So tell us about that.
That is correct. Let me just tell you that every day there are increasing numbers of people who are being taken advantage of by these online criminals who come in and they will send a fraudulent or fake email to someone saying, and it appears to have come from the title company, but it did not, and it will have a similar but not identical email address. And usually they'll change one letter or change the order of a couple of letters, and not the kind of thing you would notice easily. And then they'll come in and say, we've changed the wiring instructions. Please wire your money to this account instead of the account number you've been given. And then you end up wiring your down payment or some other funds to the wrong location, and the next thing you know, that money is headed out of the country to the pockets of some type of foreign cyber criminal.
Well, and that what they do is they don't only say, well, the wiring instructions have changed, but we now have a secure site for you to wire your money to.
Oh, they say that it's secure. They'll even give you a phone number to call to verify it, and the phone number is phony, and the person on the other end can sound as if everything is fine, but if you call to verify, you need to call on a known telephone number, on on the right number, not the one that the criminal gives you.
Correct.
And I've had personal experience with the new portal that you have, and we're going to be talking more because it is fantastic about how to keep your money safe. When we're Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Oh. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr with Becky Ivins and our special guest, Ken McBride from Chicago Title, Oklahoma, president of Chicago Title. And we're talking about things that can go wrong in closing and how to avoid those.
Well, and one of the things that can go wrong is when you've wired your money to the wrong account. There's also a few other things that can go wrong at closing. You might not show up with the right ID. You might not show up with the right amount of money or the right kind of check. There's a lot of things that can go wrong at closing. So let's just kind of talk through those a little bit. The portal is really, it's new and it's so cutting edge. I mean, you are one of like three places in the country that are doing this, right?
Yes, our company is the largest in America, but they picked three operations as beta testers. And so our operation got to test it and provide feedback so that they could refine the product and make it better before they rolled it out. And so it's in a rollout phase right now with other operations in the country, and probably the rollout will take another 6 to 9 months before everybody has it. But it's called In Here, and it's an amazingly secure portal, but it also provides you with an access through a mobile device. So it permits you to do a lot of things with a smartphone that you normally would have had to do on your computer, and that you're able to come into and communicate in a secure way with your title company so that you don't have to worry if you're getting the right information.
Well, fewer and fewer people have the desktop, personal computer, the PC. They might have a laptop. They might have an iPad or some sort of a tablet device. I've found that most people operate with a cell phone.
I agree. I think more and more people are depending on the cell phone for things that at one point in the past it was either a desktop or a laptop, and now you just do it all on your phone.
Or a room full of computers on the third floor of the building, right?
I remember that.
Yeah, me too.
Ken, one of the things I'm really excited about the In Here with is the being able to deposit earnest money mobily, which has been like it's been one of those areas that I've had clients who go, I have to get a personal check. I don't know where my personal checks are in order to do earnest money.
Well, I hate to say this, but you still need a check. But the depositing of that check is done the same, using the same technology that you would if you had a check you were depositing in your bank account using your telephone. We still need that check for a variety of reasons, and some of those are regulatory reasons. Some of them have to do with the banking situation. But being able to deposit that check remotely is a tremendously convenient thing for the realtor and for the buyer. And let me say one other thing specifically about this, because real estate has attracted a lot of attention from technology and from people in the industry who are traditionally disruptors of various industries. And so technology is taking a look at real estate. There are two general camps, and one is the people who are coming in with technology and who their plan and their intention eventually is to either replace or supplant the real estate agent. And then the other are those people who come in and who want to work hand in hand with the real estate agent, provide the real estate agent with tools to be able to be more effective and more successful at helping the consumer. Our company is in the latter category. We specifically have worked on and paid for technology to work closely with the real estate agent and not to do anything that would be seen as replacing or attempting to take the place of the real estate agent. So we look at things that make the job of the real estate agent and their customer make their lives better and easier. And if you don't have to get in a car and deliver a check to a place, that at least is another thing that is made simpler, easier. You can set that check down and take a picture of the front, take a picture of the back, and send it to us. And then you have made your earnest money deposit.
Which saves a lot of time for us. And because, one thing is because we have to have it deposited within, by law, within a certain amount of time. And if you've got a full day at property inspections and a closing across town and a listing appointment earlier than that, when are you going to drop that check off? I mean, it's not that easy to find a half hour in your day sometimes. So that deposit will really come in handy.
Well, it's really important for us. Every time we can make something so that the real estate agent can be out there selling the home, showing the home, and promoting the home, then that's time that's better spent than just taking a check back and forth to a title company.
What do we call that time, Mark? DPA.
Yes, dollar productive activity.
Yes, we have to have so many hours a day because it's real easy to get caught up in emails and kind of flipping through the multi-list and stuff like that. But we have a certain amount of minutes and hours in every day that have to be dollar productive activity.
And Becky, you know, you talk about the number of real estate agents who listen to your program. And if you have not checked out in here the program with Chicago Title, please do that. It is. Because I pull it up and I can see, like, here's the closings that are coming up. You can check to see where they're on track very quickly so you can get back to the.
And it's called In Here?
In Here.
In Here.
Okay.
In Here. And we started off initially. It was a secure portal to reach out to people and provide them with confidential information about wiring and about wiring instructions. You know, people don't know, but in every part of the country, including in Oklahoma City, we've had people who wired their money to a fraudster, to right. someone who had hacked into somebody's email and used that to send a fraudulent email indicating that there was a change in the wiring instructions. And let me just indicate to you, it's not just the consumer. There have been times where the commission was being wired to a real estate agent, and somehow there were instructions that were sent to change that wiring, those wiring instructions, and it's gone to the wrong place. There have been on refinances, payoffs of the prior loan. We normally will wire a payoff because it's quicker and it stops that interest from accruing. But if we send it to the wrong place, it's a big problem. And we've had fraudsters send emails changing those wiring instructions. The money, obviously, that the buyer is bringing to the table at a closing, that's their down payment or so, other charges. They if they wire that and they think they're wiring it to the title company and they wire it to the wrong number, there are millions of dollars that are diverted every single day. And this
you don't get that back, do you?
No, you don't get that back. And let me just say, I don't know of very many specifics on this. Our company is very vigilant at trying to recover that money. And the money, I've been told, stays in a United States financial institution usually for one business day. And then it is wired out of the country. Because the wire that the fraudulent account is in the United States. And there was a particular wire. There were three wires on a commercial transaction that were diverted and went to a bank in New York City. And we found out about it quickly enough to get two of them back.
Wow.
Man.
This is why we close the Chicago Title, because they take care. We'll be back with more after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, where we're talking to the Chicago Title Oklahoma President, Ken McBride. It's time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 405-728-3700. That's 728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, how about inflation? We hear a lot about that
nowadays.
We're
hearing a lot more about it.
So what is inflation? Well, it's a general rise in prices over time and a fall in the purchasing value. So in real estate, what does that mean to us, Ken?
You know, over the years, when there have been times of inflation, it normally means that home prices are going up and home values are going up. And it also means that, you know, technically that your money is perhaps not buying as much house as it would before. But those people who own a home, their house is worth more as inflation goes up. It also can affect interest rates over a period of time. I was recently reminded that one of the best years that we ever had in mortgage originations was 2003, 2004, in that range. And interest rates at that time were in the 5.5%, 6%.
Because that was very low, comparatively speaking, to what they had been.
It was. It's sometimes it's what you get used to. but I think that over time, I think we've found that even though, you know, your house gets older, many times its value can be going up. I've found a lot of people, and I'm sure you have too, who had no idea how much more their house was worth than it used to be. And had no idea how much value and how much net worth they had tied up in their home.
Well, and like I was talking to someone a few days ago, an investor. She is going to become a first-time investor. So I talked to her about, and she was a smart lady. She called and she said, I want to talk to somebody that in your company that owns rental property, that manages their own property and has done this over time because I am thinking of investing in rental property. So I talked to her, and she has a good amount of money down. And typically people think about going in low for real estate on their first investment. And she said, I think I should wait. And when do you think properties are going to make a dip? I said, well, most people think it's going to be about a year. I said, I think it's going to be more like 2 to 3. I said, so you might not want to wait that long, because if you do, what happens if the interest rates double? You're right back in the same place you are right now if you were to pay a little bit more than what you feel like it's worth. And with inflation, the property prices are going to continue to go up too. So I suggested to her, I said, get your feet wet with a good substantial property that you know will hold its value. So new or nearly new, probably duplex. I said, you're going to have some money down for that, because you want to put down 25, sometimes 30% down, and then put it on a 15-year loan, and it will pay for itself. All you do is invest the money up front. And so typically, you would want to wait till the prices drop to buy, right? But if you do that and you're paying twice as much in interest, it doesn't make any sense. So I suggested she buy one property now and then watch the market. Save up more. She's in a very high-earning professional job, so she can save up more money and buy another one maybe 18 months from now, buy a second property. A lot of people want to buy one a year. It's hard to save up enough money for a 25 or 30% down payment in a year. So maybe you should have it every 18 months, every 24 months, something like that. But over time, get your properties, but buy newer properties. Those older properties will eat you up in repairs, and it's just hard. So Anyway, inflation, our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can find Robbins Roofing on our website. You just have to go to Becky's Favorites, BeckyIvins.com.
And click on Becky's Favorites, and you'll see Robbins Roofing right there. So, I mean, those you see a lot of change as far as inflation versus mortgage interest rates versus title cost. You guys are kind of the central clearinghouse, kind of when all the different parts of a transaction occur. The title company is the central part that kind of keeps it all together to make sure buyer and seller and everything gets closed.
And actually, that would have been a good word of the day is closing. What is a real estate closing? Mm-hmm. Well, it's where you can probably state this easier than I can.
Well, the closing itself is the occurrence of the receipt and disbursement of funds in connection with the transaction, as well as all of the execution of the documents that are necessary in order for the property to change hands and the loan to be finalized, because most people have a loan on their home. And so most of the time there is a closing on the loan and a closing on the sale. And in our market, those occur simultaneously and at the same time and in the same place. And so we, the closing, part of our role is to be to receive and disperse the funds that are used in connection with the closing. And that includes the funding by the lender. The lender will send their funds to us, and we disperse those in accordance with a settlement statement. And the settlement, the word settlement and the word closing are basically interchangeable. Some markets use the term settlement more. Some markets use the term closing more. We tend to use them both. In a perfect world, you'd only have one word for that, but you know how we are.
We're not in a perfect
world,
are we?
We're not in a perfect world, no. But it's, we coordinate the information, the communication between all the parties. We search the title. Provide a commitment for title insurance showing the status of title and what needs to be done in order for the title to be transferred without unnecessary exceptions or without problems on the title that would later cause a problem.
Right. So the closing is the culmination of everything. The title company or the closing company, they don't have to be a title company.
Right.
But trust me, you want to stay with a title company to close your real estate transactions. But you take the contract that has been executed by the buyer and seller and all the terms agreed to, and you read that, and you figure your settlement statement based on that, and you have to close according to the terms of the contract. And I've heard realtors at closing say, "Well, but what we meant by that was this." Well, it doesn't matter what you meant by that. If you're writing a real estate contract, what it states on that contract is what happens, right?
There are a lot of reasons to use the services of a real estate professional when you're buying and selling a home. One of those reasons is that a real estate professional will make certain that the agreement that you've reached regarding the transaction is properly reflected in the terms on the contract. So that if you agreed to X purchase price, that the contract will show X purchase price, not some other amount. And you're right, Becky. Sometimes people will, for whatever reason, be a little ambiguous with what they put on the contract, or the contract will not be exactly what they thought they'd agreed to. And that's unfortunate. And in that case, to tell you the truth, one of the things that you just said is so very important. We must close the transaction in accordance with the written contract that's been provided to us. If that's not what the parties truly intended, then we insist that the contract be amended so that all of the other documents, the closing statement and so forth, so that we receive and disperse funds in accordance with the written contract. So it sometimes has to be amended in order to reflect the intent of the parties. But this is something that a real estate professional can assist a person with every day. The negotiation and the execution, the writing of the contract, making sure the contract is proper and that it actually reflects the intent of the parties is so very important. And that's why a trained real estate professional can help a person to avoid problems in that regard.
I've had the pleasure of this week dealing with two different attorneys. One owned a property and wanted to sell it herself, and the other one was someone purchasing a property. And I will tell you, they wanted to mark up the whole contract. I mean, mark it up. It was just terrible. And I'm going, well, we really can't mark up and mark out all the terms of this listing agreement and still get it put in multilist, because we have rules and regs for our multilist.
When we come back, Becky's going to tell you about how to avoid those risks and all the different pitfalls that can come with contract on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Okay, we've got a few minutes to kind of wind this up. We're talking about closing. You gather all the stuff up. What if someone doesn't have the right kind of ID and they need to sign for their closing? What do you require to prove they are who they are?
Normally, our requirement is simple enough. It's a government-issued photo ID. So the government issues an ID card that doesn't have to be a driver's license. It can be issued. The government will issue an ID. Most people use a driver's license. We can rely on a passport. We do check those IDs, and checking a photo ID is part of our responsibility, and it's extremely important because people sometimes represent themselves as someone they are not. And that's unfortunate. Years ago, we had a fellow who was buying a home with a woman that he introduced as his wife. And somehow, in the confusion of the last day of the month, we did not get her ID. And he was buying this home with a person who was his wife-to-be.
Even though he had a wife as of now?
He had a current wife, and she was unaware.
Ooh, this got juicy.
It really did, and it was really a horrible circumstance, and horrible for us as well, because the loan was a VA loan.
Oh, no.
And when there's fraud on a VA loan, it's bad. It's unenforceable. We ended up paying out a claim.
Wow.
On that, because,
oh my gosh, really?
Because we did the lady who, you know, obviously there was a lady. He used his real wife's name, and so his real wife was entitled to half of the property, and and she had not signed the mortgage. So the whole thing was terrible, and we ended up paying off the loan on that property.
Wow.
So you said you paid out a claim. So you paid off the loan to whom? Like,
to the lender. It was a VA loan, and we paid it off to the lender, and we were unable to collect anything.
Oh, wow. Do you know, I had one with you guys one time that had the folks had two loans with Bank of Oklahoma, Bank of America, whatever it was. It happened to be the same bank. They had two mortgages, and they got mixed up on, at least this is what they claim, they got mixed up on the account numbers and gave the closing company the wrong account number. It comes with their names on it, and it actually was right down the street. They owned a rental property in the neighborhood, and the wrong loan was paid off. So the people that bought the house bought it with a mortgage that had not been paid off. Now, you guys made it good. I mean, because you had to pay off the other loan. But what happened was there was a smaller mortgage. So the folks had this $30,000 extra money and went and bought a new pickup with it. And, I mean, boy, I heard from them, and they just said, man, they're going to put us in jail if we can't get the dealership to take this pickup back, Becky. I said, I suggest you get back to that dealership and tell them that you are a fraud and that you you took money that wasn't yours. So there, you do, guys do have to pay out claims occasionally. You're very careful, and which is why you don't have to, why you're still in business, because you can, you're very careful to do things like this. What if someone gets a DUI? This happened to me. And
you got a DUI?
No, I did not get a DUI.
I feel like breaking news here. Whoa, wow.
One of my clients got a DUI, and they ended up without a driver's license. Evidently, they take your driver's license when that happens to you, and he had to close on his loan in the next 2 or 3 days and couldn't get a driver's license back. And, I mean, I had known this person for a while, and you guys were kind enough to let us go gather up another photo ID so that you could close it, because you can, even with a DUI, you can go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and you cannot get a driver's license back, but you can get an official photo ID.
A government-issued photo ID, yes.
Right.
That's very true. You still can. And it's not the same as a driver's license.
No, but it was better than the Sam's card he tried to use.
But it's better than the Sam's card. Yes, it's better than the Sam's card. But identification of people is part of our responsibility, and it's really a bigger thing than you think. I mean, there have been people who have successfully pretended they were someone else and deeded property, mortgaged property, and so forth. And it happens. It's rare. It should be rare. But when it does happen, there we are. I mean, there was a huge instance some years back in Houston, I believe, where a commercial investor was forging releases of mortgage.
Oh, my goodness.
And then refinancing. After they'd filed that release of mortgage, they would go and refinance their property. And on the record, it appeared that a loan had been paid off when it had not. And after you do that 4 or 5 times, that apartment complex is pretty over-mortgaged.
I would say so,
and this
sure.
person did go to jail, but the title company ended up with a significant loss.
Yeah. Well, that's why you go to a title company that's got deep pockets and good
that's right.
reserves.
That's right.
So that if something does go wrong, it can be paid off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, during the pandemic, there was a lot of movement towards being able to remotely close. Is that continue? I mean, we've gone strides of being able to remotely close. Did you see the trend continuing that way? And how do we make sure it's secure when you're remotely?
That's a very good question. I think that there will continue to be some remote closing. I think that it will be to accommodate the convenience of the buyer and seller and make it easier on them. But I think a lot of people still like to go to that closing and sit there and review the documents and ask their questions and so forth. But I think it will continue to be a part of the service that we provide.
And if you're a reader and you want to read your documents ahead of time, the closer can send you the blank documents that you can read through, make your notes, and ask your questions ahead of time. So that, because the closing is for signing, it's not for really reading documents. But you can get those ahead of time. And we always like to ask our clients, do you want to read all this? I mean, I've read them all, but.
And that's the great part with the InHere technology. Is it's all right there. You can go in and read, and you can go back and look at your mortgage inspection, your survey, and all the sorts of parts that are in there.
I'll tell you what, we're out of time. But you guys, thank you, Ken McBride.
You're welcome.
Chicago Title, my favorite place to close.
Thank you.
And we will be back next week.
We'll be here next week. Thanks for joining us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK.